Yeah, there's been a lot of discussion in the forum thread about issues with the, you know, the sliders or the skeleton, and Matrice has been spending quite a bit of time looking into some of these and putting together a proposed set of fixes. You know, if we move forward with this fix, it would change both the structure of the skeleton a little bit and the details of how the slider works, which means that at least some avatars that have been created previously are going to look different. And so, you know, obviously that has a potential negative impact, but the intent is to, you know, fix some of the issues that have been identified before this thing goes into even wider circulation. So we need to make a call and we're going to move forward with it. What we'll probably do is put together a test build and some test models. So this is something where, you know, if you want, you can download this extra version of the viewer, run it, and then test it with the other models. But, you know, since it is a sort of an alternative viewer, you know, bear in mind that how you see yourself and others isn't necessarily going to be the same as how anyone else is going to see things, depending on which version of the viewer they're running. So some of the changes that are going to be coming on that, changing the eyelids to have the same position as the center of the eyeball, some changes to the jaw and the tongue position, and we're also talking about changing the teeth so that the lower teeth are parented to the jawbone, and then there's some associated slider changes to go with that. So, you know, once we actually put together the test build, we'll give more details about that. But the business of kind of where you want the eyelids to be pivoting around, and the question of whether the jaw position was, you know, plausible and you know, somewhat natural have been, I think, the things that have gotten the most discussion recently. It's been a ton of work, I know, to get the skeleton changes and then to also make a bunch of corresponding slider adjustments. I think some of the hairiest sliders, the ones that affect tons of bones in the head, have been cleaned up quite a bit. So hopefully we'll be seeing some nice improvements with that stuff. So anyway, I'll let you know once there's something to test, but just wanted to give you a heads up that that's potentially on the way. You know, obviously we're trying to minimize any to potentially destabilizing changes, but we don't want to be so conservative about them that we you know, ship with serious problems that we aren't trying to address. So it's always a bit of a balancing act, but we'll keep you in the loop on that.